Her dairy in Frasilongo, the nearest village, was in a building once intended as a primary school when there were still enough children in the valley. There, she stirred the big vats of curds just as joyfully as she led her goats up the valley and taught local girls to make cheese as she had learned it on courses in France. Nothing pleased her more than hearing people say her cheese was good. It won prizes. In Trento, the main town of the region, she ran a stall on market day, and in 2020 opened a shop called La Capra Felice, the Happy Goat, which served Ethiopian coffee alongside all the dairy stuff. Happiness was her watchword. Happy goats, happy customers, a happy place filled with local activity. She called it her philosophy of community. It was a crazy life, up at 6 a.m. to milk, then to the dairy or the shop, then up to the pasture, milking again, dairy again, paperwork, bed. It used all her strength. She adored it, and her sheer energy won the locals over. Journalists from around the world came to see her in her jeans, cami top, and Ethiopian hat, a symbol of integration for all of Italy. For the first 8 years, she could tell them, with her joyous smile, that there had never been any trouble. Suspicion, yes, at first, but actual trouble, no. And she had been lucky. After high school, she had studied sociology in Rome and Trento on a scholarship, so she already spoke good Italian. And though she had returned to Ethiopia afterwards, her Italian residency papers were still in order. In Trento, she still had friends. During last year's lockdown, friends old and new passed word that she had a lot of perishable stock to clear, and everything was sold.